The art of photography calls for immersion in the moment. What is it about that instant of time that makes you want to preserve it? David Ulrich has been teaching photography for decades and sees the quest for that immersion as a kind of spiritual practice. His new book is called Zen Camera, Creative Awakening with a Daily Practice in Photography, and he's with us in our studio. David, thanks so much for coming in.
Chris, thank you for having me.
You've really integrated photography into every aspect of your life thanks to the portable cell phone camera.
Well, for me, the cell phone camera is a natural extension of what I do and what we do as photographers, because the camera is with me always,
yeah.
Which means that as I walk around the world and I want to interact with something more deeply or more intensely, I can pull out my camera, and I use it for a process of sketching.
And then maybe go back or revisit it with a real camera?
Maybe go back and revisit it, but I don't want to say with a real camera, because a cell phone camera is also a real camera.
Well, that's...
We say revisit it with a bigger camera.
Bigger camera, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm reflecting my photographer's disdain for the cell phone camera, which I'm trying to get over because I can really see your point about its usefulness.
It's interesting. My publisher released two books on the same day. The first book was titled How to Break Up with Your Phone.
Right.
And my book is, of course, titled Zen Camera. So I'm promoting the use of the phone to bring you more fully into the moment, to interact more deeply with the world and, by extension, with yourself, really looking at mindfully your own responses to the world.
Well, because it isn't just a matter of having a camera in your pocket. You have to adapt to a way of thinking. That's what you're saying.
I think that some of the precepts of Zen are very important to photography. In photography, we're asked to have a dual attention, a mindful attention, where we're paying attention to the world, but we really have to pay attention to our own inward responses.
Yeah.
Our responses to the world don't take place out there. And so the camera becomes an intermediary between the inner and the outer world, so to speak.
And now that interaction with the machine has been made so intuitive, you don't have those intermediate, you know, shutter speed, f-stop stages.
That's a good thing and that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
I think on the one hand, there's an unselfconscious, spontaneous charm from the many pictures people take with a cell phone. But on the other side of the equation, a designer friend of mine has called it visual pollution.
Mm-hmm.
So part of my intent in the book is to give people a basic teaching in the language of photography so that they can actually become better photographers. Laszlo Moholy-Nagy said in 1934, he was the head of the Bauhaus, he said, "The illiterate of the future will be ignorant of the pen and camera alike." So I'm trying to offer some visual literacy for people that haven't had an education in photography.
There's a phrase that jumped out at me from the book, and this is relating photography to the paintings made by Zen masters who painted with the, this is a quote, who painted with the surety of spontaneous gesture born out of attention.
Born out of attention.
Born out of attention.
You know, when
and
we're...
And yet spontaneous, right? So
right.
Not locked by some mode of thinking.
Well, it's fluid.
Yeah.
Ideally, in photography, we try to move beyond our preconceptions, even, if you will, move beyond our ideologies, because we may see a moment where there's a clash between what we think and feel and what is actually happening. So I think that there needs to be a fluid awareness and an openness to the world. Photography can engender that, but it takes a willing participant. It takes a willing user. I find very often that by paying attention to the world through a camera, it's a deeper kind of experience than just walking around the world. If I have one more minute, studies were done when students take pictures of art in art museums. They don't remember them as well. But,
wow.
But if they actually use the camera to interact with the piece, to move around and to zoom, their memory and recall is enhanced.
Boy, that tells you a lot.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, you know, for a photographer, there's this relationship between process and thought. And for people like you and me who started off when you had to process the film and, you know, get a light meter reading and all that, process and thought were necessarily intertwined.
Right, right.
So we weren't at the point and shoot stage yet, at least not if we wanted to get anything good.
Well, I think the value of that freedom is that it allows you to interact with the subject. However, I think the danger of that freedom is that the device can become a source of distraction and a source of mindlessness.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's up to us whether we use it mindfully or mindlessly. And the reason I wrote this book is to really engender the use of photography as a discipline that can both bring us more deeply into the world, but also give us self-awareness, self-knowledge, you know, where we have a growing relationship to how we see the world. One of the things I find notable is that we can grow to adulthood in our culture without knowing anything about our own vision, about how we see the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think photography can help address that.
You teach photography and you teach this approach through Pacific New Media. And it sounds to me as if you're teaching more about mindfulness than about this is the shutter speed, this is where you...
It's really both. You know, yeah. On Saturday I have a digital photography basics class coming up, and we do address how to use the camera. People need to know the tool.
Mm-hmm.
There's a comment in Zen that you need great discipline in order to be free.
Mm-hmm.
So we really do need to learn the tools to have freedom of expression.
That statement is something that most craftspeople understand.
Right.
Discipline in order to be free.
Right, right.
You know, what a jazz musician needs to know to be able to improvise, what a photographer needs to know to be able to make quick decisions.
How could you improvise in jazz without knowing your instrument?
Well, people try, but it doesn't sound that good.
And without being attentive to the moment.
Yeah.
How can you, a ballet dancer, leap gracefully in the air without years of practice?
Well, you know, you're getting to something which is the amount of effort that to be good at anything requires that you kind of make it look easy.
Yes, yes.
But not that it be easy.
Yes.
There's a contradiction there, or at least a conflict there.
Well, one of the chapters in my book is titled Practice, and I make note of Malcolm Gladwell's statement that it takes 1,000 hours to become good at something.
10,000.
10,000 hours,
yeah.
Thank you. That's
I
correct.
Remember that, yeah.
Yes. And I'm not sure if it takes 10,000 hours, but clearly the discipline of learning the craft, whether you're using a cell phone or a regular camera, is going to give you a great deal more confidence and freedom to express what you wish or need to express.
So anyone with a cell phone in their pocket can become a photographer with some real creative output, that you shouldn't talk yourself out of it.
No, I think that everyone with a cell phone is a photographer. The question is, can we help increase some visual literacy, some awareness of the visual language? And absolutely, I think one of the most beautiful things is looking at the photographs of beginning photographers.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sense of authenticity, a sense of spontaneity that can get lost if people get too caught up in the equipment game or the technical process.
Yeah.
We need a balance, in other words.
Well, there's some beautiful work in this book, and I like the philosophical approach very much. Thanks very much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me, and I am teaching a class on the Zen Camera book, and we do have a free public talk tonight and a book signing through Pacific New Media, which is now a standalone nonprofit, and that will be at Chaminade University tonight at 7 o'clock.
Sounds good, David. Thank you. David Ulrich's new book is called Zen Camera, Creative Awakening with a Daily Practice in Photography. That free public talk is at Chaminade's Ching Conference Center, and that's this evening at 7 p.m.